Hello, this is Ryokyo Endo, Prime Dharma Talk. There are two kinds of people in this world. People who lives based on the past, and the people who are creating the future. Actually, most important thing that human being have to learn is, of course, how to live, but not in that level, how to live. I mean, how to create a future. And most of the people doesn't learn this, doesn't know this, or doesn't practice this. Because, for example, there is a concept of past, present, and future. And most of the people are living based on the past. So, based on the past, and they're based on the security, their own security. The attitude to the life of based on the past and based on the own security, then what they image about the future is not so bright. You know why? It is because people who live in a security is the heart mentality of the security. Take care the most own security, the most as a priority, comes from the fear, right? The fear can be fear of death. Well, everything, all the fear is the base is that fear of death. I might not be able to survive. I might not be able to be liked by other people. All these are the come from the fear of death. And fear brings two things. One is a tense, because tense is the expectation of the suffering. And fear makes you live in a security. Try to live in a security as most priority. And because you are occupied, when you are occupied with this security and fear, and you try to think all the things that not to be failed from the all the past experience, but you got to be delete from this. You got to be free from this to create your future. What is the future? The future is what happening, what is the feeling, or what is going on in your heart now. What are the words you are repeating in your mind? This is the future. And what are the images you have in your heart now? This is the future, because all these feelings and images and the words in your heart now will appear in the future, physical future. The phenomenon of the presence are the result of what you had or what you have, feeling or words you have, or the images you have in your subconsciousness now. All the phenomenon comes later, after repeating all the images and feelings and the words. Once you recognize that this is the reality or truth, then you know what you have to do. You know how to create your future. You know how to create your life. It is simple. Just to check what feeling you have to the future. Check what words you are repeating subconsciously in your mind. Check what images you have for the future. And not only check, create it. Decide and create and repeat. Keep relighting in your heart over and over as what you want to create a future. And as a principle of the universe, all the words you repeated, all the images you imprinted, all the feeling you kept in your heart, it will appear in the phenomenon. Depend on how much those are penetrated into your subconsciousness. So keep doing it. Keep until it penetrates into your subconsciousness. Create your life. Create your future. Not only yours. For the also for the world. This is a creativity, ability of the human being. This is what we are given from the great spirit of the universe. This is the meaning of that God created human as his own. And to fully use this ability, then your life will be no longer life based on the past, based on the karma. Your life will be creative, and your life will be the life of God, life of Buddha, life of the universe. Let's create, let's be creative for the life and for the world and for the future generation and for your own happiness too. Thank you.